For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Many of us know individuals who, because of disease or trauma, may need an artificial limb, a prosthesis. My guest today is going to talk about a particular nonprofit organization providing necessary care and devices to such individuals. I recently spoke with Carson Swartz, a nurse in the UK emergency department who herself is a runner and recently ran the Boston Marathon in order to raise money for an organization called 50 Legs, a nonprofit organization providing such devices as prostheses to people who've lost limbs.
It is a non-for-profit organization that basically donates prosthetic legs and running blades to people who otherwise couldn't afford them. They're extremely expensive, and they only last, you know, every 3 to 4 years you have to get them replaced. So it can be really difficult to get insurance to pay for them. So they provide legs for people who need them.
And one of the reasons these devices are so expensive is this is not something you just get off a rack. They have to be specifically made for an individual.
Yep. And with children specifically, you know, they grow so fast, so their legs have to be replaced more often than adults. And usually insurance doesn't pay for blades. They only pay for prosthetic legs. And so blades can be really expensive too.
And we often think of persons in need of a prosthetic limb as perhaps somebody who's in military service, who sustains trauma, but there's a whole other bunch of groups of patients who might potentially need these services.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I got involved with 50 Legs because during nursing school, one of my clinical instructors had a daughter who was involved in a traumatic lawnmower accident and eventually had her leg amputated here at UK. And 50 Legs bought her prosthetic legs and her running blades. So I got involved that way.
And then there are also young children or even adults who might lose a limb because of, say, a cancer of some sort, operation needing surgery.
Medical anomalies. They're born without legs,
You may have told me this already, but what is the scope of 50 Legs service? I mean, do you know how many people they've served over time?
I don't know how many, but I know several. I know between 2017 and 2018, they've given 43 legs to people, which is, you know, probably over $1 million worth of legs. So that times, you know, however many years they've been around is really incredible.
This must have had some poignancy for you. I know it certainly did for me, and as we talked about offline a minute ago, I followed your progress while you were running at Boston, but especially given what happened in Boston just a few years ago and some of the runners needing prosthetic limbs after being injured, that must have been especially poignant for you while you were running.
Definitely. It was very emotional, to say the least. 50 Legs has actually provided limbs for people who became amputees from the Boston bombings. So it was really special. And one of the people on our team who helped raise money for 50 Legs is an amputee himself. So getting to see him run, you know, and passing amputees, it was just very emotional, but a really incredible experience.
If folks want to learn more about this organization and perhaps how they can contribute, is there a website or somewhere they can go?
Yeah, you can just look up 50 Legs. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then they have their own website. So, yeah.
My thanks today to Carson Swartz, nurse in the UK Emergency Department and graduate of the UK College of Nursing, for talking with me about 50 Legs and her experiences as a marathoner in Boston raising money for this organization. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.